Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together, we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your homeschool companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome. Today, our devotion is called Quills and Fear, and our text is from Genesis 9:2. And the fear of you and the dread of you shall be upon every beast of the earth and upon every fowl of the air and upon all that moveth upon the earth and upon all the fishes of the sea. Into your hand are they delivered. Genesis 9:2. So what causes a porcupine to erect its quills as a threat to an intruder? Well, I am inclined to believe that the porcupine had no quills in the Garden of Eden. I think that after sin, when many living things became threats to each other, God gave the porcupine quills for protection. There have been people who by great patience have tamed wild animals. The famous naturalist Sam Campbell and his wife Jenny raised 3 porcupines. They named them Inky, Salt, and Pepper. Even with the quills, Sam and Jenny were able to play with these animals without concern. Wow, did you know that there's about 30,000 quills on a porcupine, most of which are hollow to make them lighter? All of them have needle-sharp points with barbs that make it difficult to pull them out once they've entered the flesh. The longest quill is about 3 inches long. Every quill is attached to a muscle that is controlled by the porcupine's nervous system. When the animal is not afraid, the quills are flattened beneath a heavy coat of guarded hair. But when the animal is disturbed or threatened, the muscles react and it becomes a heavily armored foe. Turning around, it raises all 30,000 of its quills and thrashes its tail from side to side. Woe be it to any animal or person that may try to get too close to the porcupine when it is angry, upset, or afraid. While it cannot throw its quills as some have claimed, the quills are loosely attached, and when they come in contact with an enemy, they are easily pulled out. You know, when sin broke the bond between man and the rest of creation, enmity and fear came in. To protect man, therefore, God placed in animals a dread of man. When harmony is once more established, man and animals will again be on the same terms that they had in Eden. And I don't know about you, but I love animals. And I can hardly wait till they're not afraid anymore. You know, we have the promises that the lamb will lie down with the lion, and I really look forward to that day. I know that Romans 8 says that all creation waits expectantly for redemption. So let's pray to that end. Dear Heavenly Father, I hold up to you this day. I hold up to you those that are struggling, and maybe as human beings, sometimes we put quills in other people because we are afraid. Lord, just take that fear away. Help us to see clearly what you would have us to do. I pray for that family that maybe there's conflict in the marriage, and just be with them. I pray for those that are struggling financially. And I thank you, Lord. All this I pray in thy holy name. Amen. Ta-da! Arts and crafts. So for our arts and crafts, we're discussing porcupines and a couple of the things that I put on my Pinterest site. But you don't even need to go there. You could just go out. You just make kind of a bulbous shaped body of the porcupine. And then you go out and you can, if you make this on cardboard, you could put some rubber bands around it. And the kids can just weave in leaves and twigs, or dried pine needles really look like porcupine quills. That's one thing you can do. Also, if it's a rainy day, you can make a porcupine body, and then you can take a fork with some darker paint than the color of the body and let your little ones just do fork prints all over that to make a porcupine. There's some other ideas there, and there is a video that I put on the site Windows on God's World, and the video shows a real porcupine, and it has such a cool narration. You'll learn so much about it. I think we should appreciate and still respect the porcupine, don't you? Well, have fun learning. Today, during our curriculum corner, we're discussing emerging homeschooling trends. And we've discussed the increase of connecting with the community for opportunities, especially STEM opportunities or STEAM opportunities. We've talked about the increased experiential learning cycle and understanding it and providing it for our students. And today we're going to talk just briefly about the broadening demographics. This means that the largest group of minorities that are now homeschooling are African American, and Asian and Indian are not far behind. Unfortunately, one of the reasons is because public schools are not being able to meet them culturally and aren't able to protect them fully. So families of those minorities are starting to homeschool their children too. And with that being in mind, if you need help, don't hesitate. You can email me at rgamblin@homeschoolcompanion.org and I can help you. I would love to help you. Questions parents ask. This one comes up all the time, doesn't it? I'm at my wit's end with my kids. I don't know how I'm going to be able to continue homeschooling. Lord help me. I have a dear friend. She has 5 children that are school age, and then she has 2 that are still in diapers and toddling around. And she has gone through this feeling the desire and the pressure to homeschool her children and then putting them in public school or putting them in church school. The other day I was talking to her and I said, you know, you have this beautiful husky sound to your voice. And she goes, yes, you know, I ruin my voice by yelling at my kids. And I'm telling her, her kids are precious. I love every one of them. But it's just too much sometimes. And my heart goes out to this listener who is saying, I just don't know how I'm going to continue homeschooling them. Lord, help me. Well, we're here to help. Your church may be of help. And you might want to homeschool some of your children and send the others to your local public school. God will help you. We don't have to be so determined, because sometimes there's just that perfect fit for a teacher and a student to help support you. I mean, teachers are there to support the parents' values. That's originally what they were there for. It's when they aren't that has caused all this big influx of homeschooling. But you don't have to wear it as a badge. That old truism that when mama's happy, everybody's happy. That's so true. Here's a question from South Carolina. So in South Carolina, Kendra says that we have to do math, science, history, writing, and spelling. How do you get that all done in one day? Well, this is what I would recommend, is that you do math every day and you do language arts every day. But science and history you could do every other day, or it could be a trip to the library, or maybe a trip to some historical monument around, or science could be a trip to your local nature center. So you can take your history and science and make it a unit for your whole family across all ages, and you'll find that your life takes on this sweet love of learning, and your kids will love it too. So have fun learning. You know, the next part of our show is going to be a interview with Dr. Frank Banfield, and we interview him every so often. He is the CEO of Kids Beach Club, but our interview today, we're going to talk about his podcasts for all 18 character words, and you can go and get for free. If you go to characterleads.com, there's some podcasts there on, I think there's 9 or 19 of the latest ones that you can get for free, and then you can build your lesson or have your kids build, you know, pick a character lesson such as courage and then build one from it. You need to listen to him to see what he's doing for public schools, for clubs. The same thing could be done for homeschool, co-ops, and umbrellas. So please come back for the second half of the show. We'll be right back.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. Or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com.
Welcome, welcome. I'm here with Dr. Frank Banfield, and we have talked about Kids Beach Club, but it's been a while, and I'm so glad you can come and talk with us and freshen up our memories. Yes. And help us know what you have that will be beneficial to kids.
Yeah. Well, Rose, it's great to be back with you. Thank you. We enjoyed our visit last time, about a year ago, I guess. And Kids Beach Club for nearly 20 years has been an after-school Bible program that we do predominantly in public schools, public elementary schools, sharing the love of Christ with those kids. And then a year ago, we launched a television show that's now aired all over the country, all over the world now. It's being picked up all sorts of places. And so what we really focus on helping third through sixth grade boys and girls. And so that's really our focus area. And, you know, in our after-school programs, we're all about sharing the gospel. We're all about connecting kids to Christ and getting them into the Bible. But again, we're targeting that third through sixth grader. But as part of this, out of this, though, we always teach character. And so all of our clubs and everything that we do is focused on a character word. So each television episode that we do, each lesson that we do in a public school has that character word focus. And so now what we've done is we've actually created a curriculum that is all about the character, and it's called Character Leads.
And you can go and see that at characterleads.com. That might be a great resource for our listeners. When they would go to that website, what would they see there?
So they'll see a sample of the curriculum. So we take 18 character words, and we have a very robust curriculum that we've developed around those 18 words. And we call it Character Leads. And so they'll see a sample of the curriculum, one of the lessons there. And then every lesson also has a video component. So we've taken excerpts out of our 26-minute television show, and we put it down to a 4 to 9 minutes where the kids in our television show are talking about that particular character word and introducing it, going through the definition and all that. So they'll see a little sample of that. They'll even see some of the audio podcast related to that, and gives a little background. But we actually developed it. So there are two of us that developed the curriculum. Myself, I have a PhD in global leadership and organizational management. And then another PhD developed with us who has a PhD in education, specifically reading. And so, Rose, we took this concept of let's start with the end in mind and work backwards. So what does a transformational leader, adult leader, look like? What is the kind of leader that we know from research makes the difference in society, makes a difference in corporations, makes a difference in ministry, makes a difference in wherever the walk of life that they're in? What does that person look like? And then now let's back it to a child. So as a child, what are the important components that they need to learn in the character realm that's going to set them up for success later in life and help them be that kind of transformational leader. And so that's really what we've done. So the curriculum ties in the future of why this is important to leadership. Why is it important that you learn compassion as a child? Why is it important that you learn trustworthiness? Why is it important that you learn forgiveness? How does that play out 20 years down the road or 30 years down the road as an adult? Well, we set that up, we explain why that is, and then we take the rest of the material to provide multiple ways of teaching that concept, that character word concept to that child.
And any family can get this, correct?
Absolutely, right. It's available to schools. We actually wrote it to meet some of the state requirements. There are 18 states that require their public schools to do character education. And we're based in Texas. Texas is one of the newest ones that require it. So we actually wrote it in a way that would meet those standards, hit the things that are important to them, which include patriotism, which include trustworthiness, honesty, you know, citizenship. Mm-hmm. So those are things that they laid out in, you know, the laws. But we've made it also available to parents to use because, you know, whether the school has it or not, if they're homeschooled or wherever they may be, you know, we all want our kids to learn character.
Yes.
And they're not getting it. They're not learning character in a lot of places. You know, even in church, we don't necessarily are talking about how do we apply scripture and what does character look like in scripture and how do we apply that to our everyday lives?
Yes. So this would, this character council is not overtly scripture. It's not doctrine.
Correct.
And that, you know, there's many people now homeschooling that don't necessarily want, they're secularists, but they don't want their children in school anymore.
Right. Yes.
But they don't want to have doctrine.
Correct.
So this would be a good for them as well.
Absolutely. So character leads, it could be taught in a public school classroom, so it meets those, you know, type of things. But it still is coming from a biblical perspective, but we don't have scripture in it. You know, it's not chapter and verse. It's not that. So those, as you mentioned, who are secular but want to homeschool and need to homeschool because of various reasons, I think they'll find this not just palatable, but I think they're going to find it very enjoyable and engaging. And we believe it'll be a great resource for parents to be able to lean on as they're thinking about, okay, I know I want my child to be kind. I know I want my child to be all these different things, but how do I approach that subject with them?
Yes.
How do we even talk about it? What does that even look like? And that's the beauty of bringing the video piece into this, because in the video piece, they see these kids talk about it. They see a fourth grader, a fifth grader, a sixth grader, you know, wrestle with how does that apply in my life? How do I use that in my everyday life? What does that mean to me?
Yes.
And so we think that makes it very, you know, applicable. And so now the child sees that. And then there are games, you know, there are all kinds of game ideas. And some of those could be done in groups, you know, it could be in a homeschool co-op type of situation, or it could just be within a family or just one-on-one. So there's just been games and activities. There's a worksheet. You know, there's a letter for the parents as well to kind of help them think about what are things that they can do outside of this instruction time to reinforce that character word. And so there are a lot of things that parents can do just in the course of their day or their week to help their child think about that character word. And of course, we encourage parents to model that character word for their kids.
Yes. So I have to go back to the beginning. How did you get involved in this?
So, you know, for I said nearly 20 years now, we've been teaching character in these after-school programs, but it's all been Bible-based, and it still is Bible-based. I mean, we still, you know, even COVID shut us down, but we're back in many of our schools already, and we're trusting, you know, in the next few months that we'll be back, you know, 100% and beyond where we were pre-COVID. But so we were looking at that and you say, you know, we have these years of experience. We've had 110,000 children have been through our after-school program. And so we know these kids. We know where they're at. We've researched them. We've talked with their parents. We've got, you know, we have this data. And so we've developed this concept and this approach of helping kids really develop a worldview that's character-based. And of course, in the after-school program, again, it's Bible-based as well. And then as the television show has taken off and we've looked at it and say, you know, we've got now these resources. How can we adapt this to something that could be used actually in a public school classroom, as well as something that a homeschool parent, regardless of where they're at, as you mentioned, whether they're secular, whether they're Christian, whether wherever they're at, it would appeal to them and be something that would be wholesome and provide an environment that any parent would be proud of and proud for their child to learn.
I mean, I do believe that the public schools are one of the great mission fields in the United States. And so I still don't know how you came to think of this idea.
So originally, Kids Speech Club was founded by a children's pastor.
Okay.
And so he was pastor of a large church in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And he had a great children's ministry growing, and kids are coming, and decisions are being made for Christ. And it was on steroids. And so his senior pastor challenged him. He said, listen, man, this is great what you're doing inside the walls of the church, but why don't you take this outside the walls? Why don't you get this in the community? Why don't you get this in the school? So Jack Terrell is his name. And so Jack took that challenge from a senior pastor and he said, all right, let's do this. And so they called it Treasure Island, is what their children's church program was in church. And so they took this on. They said, well, what if we did something around? We'll call it Beach Club. And then it morphed into Kids Beach Club. And so he started piloting this in local elementary schools in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And because of the emphasis on preteens, because there's a lot of things out there, even in the Christian realm, that's focused on younger children, but not so much for that third, fourth, fifth, sixth grader. And so that was his heart, reaching that third through sixth grader. And then as he began developing these and modeling these and testing these in school, it was incredibly well received, both by the schools, parents. The parents weren't even believers, but they liked the fact that their kids were getting something positive. They liked the fact that, you know, there are people who care about their kids and these volunteers that were coming in from these local churches. So it was a very positive environment.
Okay.
And so that just grew from there to the, you know, from those couple of schools in Dallas-Fort Worth to, you know, we were in pre-COVID 13 states, 210 schools. And so then as the organization has kind of evolved, as we've looked at what are these assets that we have, these things that, that have been so effective, how can we take these and use these in different ways to help more kids, more families, and, you know, and to open doors to other aspects of our ministry?
Well, we have to close this first part of our two-part interview. We are talking with Dr. Frank Banfield about Kids Beach Club. Maybe you've heard of it, maybe you haven't. You can go to characterleads.com or you can go to kidsbeachclub.org. Either one you can do. And I hope you come back tomorrow when we finish the interview. We'll have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.